Good morning and welcome to the Local Artist Spotlight, a half-hour program that features groups and artists from around the Ozarks. A very special program in store for you this morning, as we're going to be featuring the New Horizons from their brand new CD, 50 Years, as they're celebrating 50 years in Southern Gospel Music Ministry this weekend with the Gospel Spectacular in town. We're going to be talking with the group, as well as hearing several of those songs, like this one, Keep Walking, the New Horizons, on the Local Artist Spotlight.
I searched and I searched for the road that leads to glory. I wondered if I'd ever find the way. I sat down to rest, for my feet had grown so weary. But then I heard a voice within me say,
you've got to keep walking,
keep walking, walking in the
And I prayed for the Lord to give me mercy. I prayed for Him to brighten up the day. I was so afraid, for the road now seems so lonely. But then I heard a voice within me say,
you've got to keep walking,
keep walking, walking in the light of the Lord.
That's the New Horizons from their brand new project entitled 50 Years and Keep Walking on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight this morning. And in the studios with us today is the New Horizons, as this weekend they are celebrating 50 years in Southern Gospel Music Ministry. And Max, Danny, and Becky, it is so good to have you guys with us. Becky, that was kind of a fun song that you picked for us this morning. And it's an old Lefevre's classic. And
it is.
A great song, isn't it?
It is. I think Eva Mae Lefevre sang that, and who was the bass player or bass singer?
Rex Nealon
did a solo on that, and I found it on YouTube. I was going through music just trying to find something, and I've always loved the Lefevres. I loved Eva Mae's alto voice. She mm-hmm. was just good at what she did.
Oh yeah.
And I knew when I heard it, that's the song I wanted.
And it's a great song. You guys did a great job on that from that brand new project. 50 years. Now, we know that the guys started before you were born.
Before I was born. No.
But 50 years the group has been together. And I know you kind of weren't there in the very beginning because you were still a little girl.
They wouldn't let me.
I know. Of all the nerve.
I knew all the words.
They just wouldn't let you get up on stage with them.
They wouldn't.
What would you say as far as the New Horizons in the 50 years that you've been with the family and been singing for most of those, what's probably some of the thoughts that would kind of sum up those years of gospel music, being able to travel around and minister and just to be able to reach people with the gospel?
Well, I feel blessed. My whole desire as a kid was to sing gospel music. I really wanted to be with the Spear family, but they never ask. But anyway,
they didn't get the tape.
They didn't get the memo. But I've gotten to do exactly the desires of my heart. I've wanted to travel and sing gospel music and Southern gospel music.
Yeah.
And I've had that opportunity, and I wanted to be a teacher, so God just put it where I could do both. And a lot of weekends, I'd bring that big old bag full of papers to grade on the bus. But it has been a blessing. It has been a blessing, and God has blessed us.
Now, through that, you've not only been just Max and Danny's sister and part of the New Horizons, but you've also been a wife and a mom, and you've went through having a baby through that time. So just with your career and the family, it's kind of taxing at times, and you've really got to multitask and kind of juggle a lot, don't you?
I do, but I'm going to tell you, Jim Buttrey has been a man who's done nothing but encouraged me to do what I did. My husband is a big, big part of what I could do because he allowed that to happen. I mean, he took the kids to church every Sunday. He got them there. I don't know that they ever missed me, but I'm just saying they probably didn't because I was the grouchy one. A lot of things got to happen when mom left. But, you know, I just appreciate the fact that I had a husband who said, this is what God's called you to do, you go for it. And he never, ever once had any kind of negative thing to say about it. And I'm telling you, that's really unusual and unheard of.
That's a God thing.
It is.
That's God sent you a good mate for that. So.
He did. And my kids, you know, they just accepted it. I don't know that they knew any different. So mom was always gone on the weekends.
And doing what she does so well, and that's singing. We're going to hear another song from the project, and it's I Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now. This one is another great old classic, too.
It is. It? I heard the
Happy Goodman family did it.
Yeah. Did it, and I thought, oh, there's one. If we're going to do old, we might as well do the best one.
Go all the way.
Yeah, it was a great song.
Here is that cut, I Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now. The New Horizons on the Local Artist Spotlight.
I started up traveling for the Lord many years ago. I've had a lot of heartaches, I've had a lot of grief and woe. But when I would stumble, then I would humble down. I'd say, thank the Lord, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around, he's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want and worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
There's nothing in the world that'll ever take the place of God's love. Silver and gold can never buy his love from above. But when my soul needs healing and I begin to feel it is power, I say, thank the Lord, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around, he's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want and worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around, he's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want and worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey.
Of course, that's a song that so many folks will recognize as a Happy Goodman's classic, but the New Horizons have put it on their brand new project entitled 50 Years, and it's 50 years of celebrating gospel music, traveling on the road and singing. And Max, you guys have been out there, and I know you sing that song, and singing those old Southern gospel classics, boy, that's fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that song is a song that Becky actually picked that song when we were picking songs. That the message in that song just kind of lays out the way God has worked through the 50 years that we've been in this ministry. It's been a journey.
Mm-hmm.
There have been some hard times,
But my goodness, good times. God has been so faithful. And I wouldn't take nothing for that journey. I wouldn't take nothing for the journey that God has provided for me and for this group. You know, Dad is home now, and he loves to talk about the old times and the old songs and the journey of he and Mom leaving the Mansfield area, Ava area, and moving to Lebanon. And I can remember when we were kids, the soldier boys, we'd go invite those soldier boys when we were first starting the church there in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. And because we needed a crowd. We didn't, you know, you'd go get those soldier boys. If you'd feed them, boy, they'd come.
They'd come.
And I can remember Mom pinching me under the table when I'd reach up to get an extra piece of meat. And I can remember that. But she shared with me, she said, "Max, someday you'll be out on the road somewhere in need of help. And I want God to take care of you like we're taking care of these boys." And, you know, my goodness, how many times has God's people reached out to us and took us in their homes, fed us, and probably some places that they didn't have enough, but they made it available to us. Yeah. They may have gone hungry. I don't have any idea. The early days, Don, 50 years ago, things were different than they are now.
Yeah.
You know, over the years, it's been a wonderful journey, and I wouldn't take nothing for the journey that God has provided.
Let's talk real quick. You mentioned your mom and your dad. You guys go out on the road practically every weekend for many, many years. I don't know if your schedule is kind of scaled back any now. It just seems like you're gone all the time, still in demand. But as you head out on that road for 50 years, you could not have probably went out there unless you absolutely knew there was people praying for you at home. And you've got a mom and dad. I know your dad, especially. I spent a week with him on a pastoral convention one time, and that is a man of prayer. It was probably good to know that you had a mom and a dad like that praying you. They've always supported the ministry, haven't they?
They have, Don. And, you know, whenever we would leave out, Dad would be up, no matter what time it was.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come home, Mom was usually up.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd see her sitting in there in her chair studying her Sunday school lesson. And I knew that she was more than likely praying for us.
Yeah.
And those prayers have definitely reached out and protected our hands and blessed our ministry in ways that we'll never understand or never know.
Yeah.
But we're thankful.
Hey, we're going to play another track off of this brand new project, "Where Will You Be?" Tell us about this song, Max.
This is a song that the New Horizons, back in the early days when John and Dennis Jones was with us, this is one of the first songs that we learned. And we just recorded this song again because we love the song and the message of the song. And 50 years is just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
To eternity. And so many times we get wrapped up in our day-to-day lives that we fail to realize that we're eternal creatures and we're going to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
And where will I be a million years from now?
Where will you be a million years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be seen? It swiftly passes by. From the moment of our birth till the time has come to die, God has given us this choice to decide our destiny in a million years. Where will
people of this earth will be gathered round God's throne. When you stand before His throne, there for all the world to see, will He say, "Well done"? Where will you be? Where will you be 1,000,000 years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be seen?
Be. That is the New Horizons from their brand new project, 50 Years, as they are celebrating 50 years in Southern Gospel Music Ministry. And Danny, I know that if we can get you serious for just a minute.
I haven't said a word.
I just know Danny Rhodes. And Danny likes to have a good time. And you kind of brighten everybody's day. And it just, Becky looked at me like she was shocked. You brighten everybody but Becky's day, okay? It's a sister thing.
She's mad at me today.
She'll get over it. Won't sisters always get over it eventually. Hey, let's talk about 50 years. Now, you guys have been on the road, and you're the guy who I know Max does a lot to help you, but it seems like you kind of take care of the bus, and you just try to do the best you can to get all that going. You guys put a lot of miles on the road over the last 50 years, haven't you? Any idea how many?
No idea how many, but I know we started off in a Mercury, and we had a PA system that fit in the trunk, and we'd travel in that Mercury and borrow Dad's car. Max got his license. Dad had one of them preacher cars, big car, and we traveled on that quite a bit. And then we bought several old wore-out vans, bench seats, and we re-wore them out, and we've had several buses. Our first bus was a 1947 ACF Brill, which was made in Argentina, I believe. And that thing caught on fire. We'd been out in Wichita, Kansas, and it caught on fire about the time we crossed the state line. And we never did get that thing running right after that fire, and somebody made a storage shed out of it.
Well, it still has some use then.
But we've had buses, several of them. We've had GM buses, we've had Eagle buses, a lot of Eagle buses, Prevo buses. We had a shuttle bus one time from an airport. I remember that. And we had two other motorhomes, and right now we're in a motorhome again. But one of the motorhomes, it ran out of fuel going up a mountain, and we was trying to get it started with gasoline inside the bus. And whenever that thing coughed, I threw gas all over Max and lit him up, and I had to haul him off to Fort Leonard Wood. He was toast, I tell you. But we've traveled lots of miles.
The next song we're going to record is a great song. I know the Neelands had a big hit with it. I'll Talk to the Father. It's a beautiful song, isn't it, that Becky does?
Yeah, Becky, she did a great job recording this song. And this CD that we just got back about 2 weeks ago, we're going to release it to the public this weekend. We had it out one weekend last weekend, and we only went to one church. And the people seem to really like the selections. I think we did most of them. But I'll Talk to the Father for You is a song that you could see everybody's lips moving, and they were singing and praising the Lord as Becky was singing this song. She just did a great job on it. And I hope you like it and I hope you enjoy it.
All right, here's I'll Talk to the Father, the New Horizons on the Local Artist Spotlight.
If you've got a problem, I'd sure like to share. There's one special way I will show you. Ever fell from these eyes. So if you've got a mountain alone you can't climb, I'll take your burdens, I'll make them mine. I will talk to my Father for you.
I'll Talk to the Father. That's the New Horizons on the Local Artist Spotlight as we're celebrating 50 years of Southern Gospel Music Ministry with the New Horizons this morning. Now, coming up this weekend, guys, we have, of course, last night we had night number one of the Gospel Spectacular. This afternoon, there's a program tonight. Tomorrow, let's talk about what's going on this weekend. Danny, tell us what's going on today.
Well, at 1 o'clock today, we're going to have a hymn sing. Mm-hmm. And we got some groups, and including New Horizons. Becky Lurcher's going to be singing, and then we've got a group out of
Freedom Singers from Kansas City.
Freedom Singers from Kansas City. Some people we've known for years. They've had us at their church several times, and they have a group that they play instruments, and they're just pretty good, and they just absolutely are thrilled to be here, and they're gonna be singing for about 20 minutes, and I think everybody will enjoy them.
All right.
Something different.
That's this afternoon at 1 o'clock. And then tonight...
Yeah, let me tell you something else. Somebody else is going to be there. New Life Quartet is going to be there without Richard. Yeah.
Really? Because we've not been talking about them, so that must have been a last-minute change.
I wait until I'm sure they're going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Before I start advertising.
Well, that's exciting.
But I caught them rehearsing. Or getting ready to rehearse yesterday afternoon. So they're going to be there. And
all right.
My goodness, Betty's going to sing a special song that she sings every year. She's going to do that. And I'm hoping Glenn Carter is going to be there to sing Oh, What a Savior.
Oh, yeah. Max, tonight, well, you guys have some big lineup talent tonight. One of everybody's favorites, mine, the Inspirations, are going to be there tonight.
Bryceland City, North Carolina, the Inspirations.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a new group. I mean, it's going to be a different without Martin Cook there.
Mm-hmm.
And
so Martin won't be there with them at all?
Unless he comes along with them, I don't think he will be because he's retired.
Right.
But it's going to be a great night. Danny's got some really good friends. They're friends of all of us. As I talked to Shelley today, and Lonesome Road.
Yeah.
Going to be there.
What a group.
Great harmony and singing and playing bluegrass. It's going to be wonderful. And then from the first family of gospel music in the state of Missouri, the Lester family.
Yeah. Always, and they've always been kind of a staple at your gospel spectaculars.
They might have missed one time. Is that right?
Yeah. They had a Branson show that they did for a year.
Now, are they still traveling from, they've got a date that they always do on Friday night, and then they drive straight through to get here for this on Saturday night, don't they?
Pennsylvania, isn't it?
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Straight from Pennsylvania to Lackland County.
Oh, my goodness. So,
Missouri.
What a transition.
Yeah, they'll be here. I think I put them as far back on the sound check list as I could because they'll be flying to get here.
Yeah.
It's a long drive. So we need to pray for them for Traveling Mercies.
Yes, they're on the road today, traveling to get here tonight. So, and then tomorrow, of course, tomorrow morning, going to be a special church service for folks who, and you guys are big on local churches. I mean, because your dad pastored for so many years, and you don't want people to leave their home church to come to Sunday morning service. But if you're here in town and you don't have a home church, or maybe you don't have a home church normally and you live here in town, come on over to the Civic Center. They're going to have a great time of worship and a special message too.
Everybody probably knows Rick Hargrove, who's been on that program several times.
Oh, yeah.
He's as fine a piano player as there is alive.
Yeah.
His dad is a pastor, and we've been to a lot of his churches. He's pastored several churches down through the years, and we've been to all of his places where he's pastored all over the country. He's going to come and he'll be speaking Sunday morning. I think Tom Hargrove, I believe he's 83 years old, and he'll just surprise you. He's really sharp, and he's a great man and a God, and he's funny. So he's just a great friend of ours. And then Salisa Harris will be singing, and the Final Authority Quartet will be singing Sunday morning. So.
Yeah. And then Sunday night, a very special night. In fact, we're going to do, never before have we done a live broadcast before a Sunday night concert, because it's just always been kind of a church day. But this year, 50 years, you guys are doing something Sunday night, and we're going to do a live broadcast from 4 to 6 before the concert to talk about it. And Becky, it's going to be an exciting time for the New Horizons, isn't it?
It is. We've invited as many as we could find members that have been with us, and they'll be here, and we're going to actually have a little get together before, you know, with just talking old times,
right?
Food and fellowship.
Food and fellowship. That's right.
We know all about
you
that.
You offer food, they come. But also, we've been going through old pictures, and Graham just called me this morning or this evening, and he's got it done. We've got a video of. Starting with the very first group until now, and just pictures. I mean, I couldn't believe, almost had forgotten some of the things that were in pictures. And we also have a memorial roll that we want to honor. We've had 7 members in the New Horizons who have gone on to glory, and we want to honor them and their families. Hopefully they can be there. And then we'll have our special dedication of our CD presented that night also.
And you've dedicated that CD to Nancy.
We did.
She kind of takes care of a lot of the business work and
everybody. Everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, she takes care of him, and that would be a full-time job. But
Danny's not that much of a handful, is he?
She keeps me full, I'll tell you.
But she is just truly a Proverbs 31 woman.
She is.
Truly is. And we love Nancy and appreciate her so much.
What a sweetheart.
She is. She's a great she's a great sister to me. Yeah. I don't have a sister, but I have Nancy.
There you go.
But it's going to be a fun night, and it's going to be, I'm always looking forward, you know, to the last, because you're just worn out. But it's always, I think, one of the best services,
right,
too.
So that's going to be this Sunday night, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Cowan Civic Center. All the singing is going to be inside the theater this year. So come, comfortable seating, great sound, and you're going to have a great time. So, guys, congratulations. 50 years of gospel music ministry. God has definitely blessed your ministry throughout the years. And we are looking forward to the rest of this weekend for some great celebrations, some great concerts, and everything else. Let's wrap up the program this morning. Something that we all are looking forward to. It's Heaven Bound, the New Horizons on the Local Artist Spotlight.
Now I know just where I'm going. Heaven bound, heaven bound, I'm ready, Lord, for that sweet Sunday. Now I know just where I'm going. Heaven bound, heaven bound, I'm ready, Lord, and I'll be on my way. Oh, I feel good every day as I'm walking down the narrow way, passing through. I'm heaven bound. Got me a ticket now, and I'm gonna ride the glory train, 'cause I know that I'm going home. Heaven bound. Now I know just where I'm going. Heaven bound, heaven bound, I'm ready, Lord, for that sweet Sunday. Now I know just where I'm going. Heaven bound, heaven bound, I'm ready, Lord, and I'll be on my way. Getting ready, no time for fooling around. Soon I'll be leaving here. I'm going home, I'm heaven bound. Now I know just where I'm going. Heaven bound, heaven bound, I'm ready, Lord, for that sweet Sunday. Now I know just where I'm going. Heaven bound, heaven bound, I'm ready, Lord, and I'll be on my way. Now I know just where I'm going. Heaven bound, heaven bound, I'm ready, Lord, for that sweet Sunday. Now I know just where I'm going. Heaven bound, heaven bound, I'm ready, Lord, and I'll be on my way.
The New Horizons from their brand new CD called 50 Years, and that's Heaven Bound on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight. Well, the New Horizons this weekend are celebrating something that most groups don't get to sing. We've been traveling and singing for 50 years together, and what a great accomplishment that is. Congratulations to the New Horizons, one of Lebanon's own groups. And we just love and appreciate them so much and their contribution to gospel music ministry over the years. This has been a special edition of the Local Artist Spotlight program as we've been celebrating 50 years with the New Horizons and their brand new project. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can go to our website, kttkradio.org, and you can download the program that you just heard and listen to it anytime, or even listen right there on the computer on the website, right, kttkradio.org. We'll be back next Saturday morning at this same time with another edition of the Local Artist Spotlight program. Have a great weekend.